Nolte, CNN averaged humiliating 587K primetime viewers in April. By John Nolte on May 3, 2023. Another ratings month behind us, another CNN bloodbath, teehee. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, managed to average only 587,000 total primetime viewers throughout the entire month of April. During the full 24-hour day, CNN averaged fewer than a half million viewers, 480,000. In the 25 to 54 age demo, CNN averaged only 135,000 primetime viewers and 101,000 total day viewers. For context, here are the full numbers. April primetime, total viewers, demo viewers. Fox, 2.07 million, 240K. CNN, 587,000 to 135K. MSNBC, 1.32 million, 149K. Newsmax, 177,000 to 19K. Something called News Nation, 101,000 to 17K. April total day, total viewers, demo viewers. Fox, 1.29 million, 161K. CNN, 480,000 to 101K. MSNBC, 820,000 to 102K. Newsmax, 121,000 to 13K. Something called News Nation, 79,000 to 11K. As you can see, in the total viewer department, CNN is no longer competition for Fox News or MSNBC. In fact, KNL's numbers are closer to Newsmax and something called News Nation. In the demo viewer department, CNN is now losing to MSNBC. There was a time when beating MSNBC in demo viewers was all CNN had to hang a hat on. Looking at the performance of the individual shows is just as much fun. Fox News had 8 of the top 10 shows. MSNBC had the other 2. Fox News had 15 of the top 26 shows. MSNBC had the other 11. CNN does not show up until, lol, number 27. CNN's top-rated show was Anderson Cooper, who attracted an average of just 782,000 viewers. For comparison, Fox's Tucker Carlson Tonight and The Five earned over 3 million average viewers. In May, the cable news board will be a bit scrambled. The cucks at Fox pulled Tucker off the air. He was their primetime anchor and his removal already appears to be hurting the rest of Fox's lineup. I'm not prepared to say Fox won't rebound. They always have in the past. We'll know more in a month. Then there's former President Trump's inexplicable decision to throw the dying CNN a lifeline by agreeing to participate in a primetime town hall next week. Trump is signaling to his political following that it's okay to do business with CNN now. That could aid and abet the fake news outlet considerably and do so just as CNN is on the ground gasping for air. Apparently, Trump's anger at Fox caused him to run into the arms of CNN, which is like getting angry at Mussolini and seeking the comfort of Hitler. With millions of Fox viewers furious over Tucker Carlson being kicked off the air, Trump is signaling that CNN is no longer fake news or the enemy of the people. He's wrong, of course, and Trump's followers should resent that he is doing business with an outlet that calls them Nazis. But all of this could be a game changer in the overall cable news landscape. Just when we had CNN on its knees, Trump runs over to pick them up. That is inexcusable. Watch, ABC's Houston. I'm so disgusted CNN giving Trump a platform. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.